With an update from WindsorNewsToday.ca, I'm Mark Brown. We now know more about an investigation by Windsor Police in the area of Black Oak Heritage Park. Police have confirmed that their increased presence in the area is related to the disappearance of 64-year-old Scott Hersey. Hersey went missing on Christmas Day. Photos and a description are up at WindsorNewsToday.ca. A couple of dozen chickens perished in a fire Thursday morning at an Amherstburg chicken coop.
The chicken coop then spread to a nearby barn, small barn next to it. We lost both the chicken coop and the barn. There was a third barn on scene that started to catch, but we were luckily there quick enough to put that one out.
Deputy Fire Chief Dave Monk says everything began around 6:30 a.m. No word on what caused the fire. Windsor and LaSalle police are among those getting a provincial grant to help keep repeat offenders in jail. Their share of the $24 million three-year investment is $2.4 million. The Bail Compliance and Warrant Apprehension Grant Program will help police create bail compliance systems and assign officers to closely watch those at high risk of reoffending. No budget deal yet for the County of Essex. County councilors deliberated the 2024 spending plan for 7 hours Wednesday before ending the discussion around 11 p.m. They'll try to finish up next Wednesday night. The budget includes a proposed property tax increase of 6.13%. The FAA has begun an investigation of Boeing after a door fell off one of its airplanes in flight. ABC News reports that the probe is the result of a Boeing 737 MAX 9 plane losing a plug-type passenger door while in flight over Oregon Friday night. The plane returned safely to Portland 20 minutes later. No one on board was hurt. A grain company at Port Windsor is getting a major upgrade. Archie Daniels Midland Company is making $76 million worth of improvements. General Manager of the Great Lakes region, Kevin Wright, says it'll open up the local grain market.
This funding, it's really important for this project, and it's great that we're investing here in Windsor and Essex County and again supporting those farmers in Southwest Ontario.
Work has already started and will be finished in 2025. It was another happy holiday season at Bright Lights Windsor. The city reported Thursday that an estimated 100,000 people walked down Candy Cane Lane between December 5th and this past Sunday. This year's display at Jackson Park included live entertainment on weekends and seasonally themed displays. In sports, Leamington challenges Lindsay Thursday night in Junior A hockey. In Junior C, Lakeshore visits Walpole Island and Amherstburg travels to Blenheim. In the NHL, the Red Wings host the Oilers and the Senators visit Buffalo. At the Women's Under-18 World Tournament, Canada advances with a 6-0 shutout of Switzerland. Team USA shut out Germany 4-0. Raptors head coach Darko Rajakovic has been fined $25,000 for criticizing the officiating after Toronto's narrow loss to the Lakers. In college basketball, Michigan is at Maryland Thursday night, and Michigan State visits 10th-ranked Illinois. Thursday night's weather, mostly cloudy with scattered rain or snow showers, low minus 1. Snow or rain begins Friday afternoon, windy and plus 3. Rain changing to snow Friday night, very windy, with a low of 4 and falling. I'm Mark Brown. For more on these and other stories, go to WindsorNewsToday.ca.